14 months ago, we were here in this very church for the funeral mass for my dad. And as I began his homily, I gave a quote from the Legion of Mary handbook. And I'll share that quote again with you for my mom. It says, "A legionary lies nobly dead. She will be a legionary for all eternity, for the Legion has shaped that eternity for her." Today we come to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass for my mom, Mary Pethley, wife of 58 years, mother of three, grandmother of seven, a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, and an apostle of our Blessed Mother. My mom was born on August 26, way back in 1922. She was born in Benton Harbor, Michigan, just over the border from South Bend, Indiana, where she was raised. And like my dad, she had a very difficult and painful childhood. Very few people know about that. My mom's father abandoned the family when my mom was only 5 years old. He left the family, went off to South America, and never to return, which left my mom's mother a single mother, taking care of two small children, ages 3 and 5. My mom's mother was not financially or emotionally capable of raising the children, so they were sent off to foster families, some good, some bad, throughout their childhood, all the way until they graduated from high school. My mom had one brother, Jim, a few years younger than she was. And when my mom was 13 years old, she spent 1 year in bed with a heart condition. When she was 17 years old, she was hit and run over by a car. But she survived. She was not seriously injured, but she did enjoy the $100 insurance money that she got. And she and a girlfriend went out to Colorado and spent a wonderful visit out there. My mom graduated from high school, then went to business school, learned secretarial skills. She worked at Notre Dame University, where she was the editor of Catholic Boy magazine. And she went on a retreat and heard one of the speakers say, "When you get a job, don't just get any job like working for Coca-Cola." She said, "Get a job to work for someone like Bishop Sheen." And so my mom said, "I'm just going to write a letter to," at that time he was Monsignor Sheen, and offered to be his secretary. He came out to Notre Dame and then interviewed her and hired her. And my mom moved to Washington, D.C., where Monsignor Sheen was teaching philosophy at Catholic University, writing books, and doing his radio program. My mom worked for him as his personal secretary for a full year. Now, a few years before that, at the age of 18, a friend of hers invited her to join the Legion of Mary. The Legion of Mary had only come to the United States in 1931. My mom joined the Legion in 1940, just 9 years after the Legion of Mary came to America. My dad always said that my mom belonged to the first covered wagon presidium in the United States. So my mom joined the Legion when she was 18, and it changed her life. She, of course, fell in love with St. Louis de Montfort's true devotion. She developed her spiritual life, her apostolic life. She had the chance to meet Frank Duff in 1954 when she was on a pilgrimage during the Marian year, where she and some other friends had the privilege of going to Rome during the Marian year, to Lourdes and Venice and Ireland. And it was there she met Frank Duff and began to correspond with him. He would eventually ask her to move from South Bend, Indiana, to move to Philadelphia to establish the Legion of Mary in the state of Pennsylvania, Archdiocese of Philadelphia. But also in that trip, she went to Germany, where she met the mystic and stigmatist Teresa Neumann. And Teresa Neumann could read souls, and there was a few people in the room. And my mom always told the story of how Teresa Neumann looked at each of them and said, "All is well with all of you." And my mom would always hold on to that, and she loved that saying from Teresa Neumann. So after the pilgrimage, my mom continued to correspond with Frank Duff. Then she did move to Philadelphia at his request to become an extension worker, started the first Legion of Mary in the Archdiocese, eventually started the first Curia, became the first president of the Curia, which would eventually become a Comitium, and then the Philadelphia Synodus, which today governs the whole state of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. And it was through the Legion of Mary, as you know, that she met my dad in 1956. They were married in 1958. For their honeymoon, they went to Lourdes and Ireland. 1 week in Lourdes and 4 weeks in Ireland, and had breakfast every day with Frank Duff. And of course, many of you know that my mom and dad's honeymoon was unique because Father Zoll, who did their wedding, went with them on their honeymoon. Okay? I've been ordained 28 years. That's never happened to me. I've never been requested to join a couple on their honeymoon. But times were different back then, and they loved Lourdes. They spent time in Ireland. When they came back, they established their own business, the Catholic Shop. And then they began having children. And my mom, as you know, got married late in life. She was 36 when she got married. She had my sister Adele when she was 38, me when she was 40, and Nasha when she was 42, which is pretty remarkable that 50 years ago she was able to do this. And the Lord blessed her, even though she was married late in life, blessed her with the three children. She began working every day in the Catholic Shop, and she would work 6 days a week until she was 92 years old. The Catholic Shop closed last year after 59 years. And those who went there would always be received by my mom's kindness, her smile, her radiant joy, her angelic nature, so beautiful, so welcoming, and so friendly. She had a great memory of remembering names and remembering what people would want to order. She was especially good at recruiting for the Legion of Mary. She was probably the best recruiter of active and auxiliary members, bringing hundreds of people into active and auxiliary membership during her time in the Catholic Shop. As a legionary, she began working in the state hospital in 1958, and she would work there every Sunday for almost 60 years. She died as an active member of the Legion after 78 years of uninterrupted active Legion of Mary membership. That might be a record, we don't know. Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, was only in the Legion for 59 years. My mom beat his record by almost 20 years. And during those 78 years as an active member, almost the entire time she was a Praetorian member, where she went to daily Mass, daily Holy Communion, prayed the rosary every day, and she said the little office of the Immaculate Conception each day as well. And she loved daily Mass. She was like Adele Quinn, who could not get enough of the Mass. My mom loved to receive communion and loved to attend daily Mass to receive Jesus each day. As a legionary, she was so dedicated, she rarely ever missed her weekly Presidium meeting. They say she always gave birth to us children on the day after the meeting each week, so that by the following week she was back at her meeting. She planned it very well. And she would continue to visit the state hospital, and then in the last couple years, my sister Adele would take her to the nursing home in a wheelchair. She was 95, and she would visit people in the nursing home 20 years younger than she was. But she was a joy and a delight for them. So she was so thrilled to live and die as an active member of the Legion. She did her last assignment and her last meeting just 3 days before her death. My dad, who was married to her for 58 years, always said that when he talked to us, he said, your mom lived such a sinless life, such a life of innocence and holiness and purity of heart. I remember hearing the story of the priest who heard the confession of St. Thomas Aquinas. As he was leaving the room, he remarked to somebody, I've just heard the confession of a child. And that's like my mom. That reminded me so much of my mom, who had that pure, childlike, innocent, holy soul. The last couple years, we're so blessed in the last 14 months that we're able to keep her at home, thanks to my sister Adele and Steve, who moved from their house in Bridgeport back into the home with my mom and dad. Greg came up from Virginia for about 4 months to make that possible as well. And it was such a beautiful sacrifice. But also, of course, if you talk to them, it was a great joy these last 14 months to take care of her. And really, nobody got greater care than my mom got from Adele and Steve and from the family. And through their love, affection, and humor, kept my mom going for many years beyond what was ever expected in her life. And just as you know, she passed away this past Friday. I had the privilege of being there on Thursday and Friday. Of course, I would always say Mass for her in the home, and then we'd have dinner together. And last Thursday, she had told my sister, "Oh, when I come up, make sure I get anointed again because I need more energy." You know, here she was, 95 and a half. She wanted more energy. She felt bad. She had to sleep a lot during the day. She was tired all the time. And so I did, at the end of Mass last Thursday, gave her the anointing of the sick. And then I just felt, let me give her the apostolic pardon as well. I had never done that for her before. So I gave her the apostolic pardon, which is, as you know, a complete remission of all sin, all temporal punishment. And said Mass for her again on Friday, had wonderful dinner with everyone Friday, got into the car, drove back to Virginia, and got a call 3 hours later that she had passed away. And it's a very interesting story because, she went to bed maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, and in between the time she went to bed and the time that Steve heard on the baby monitor a noise that made him want to go down and check on her, she had gone to the kitchen, made herself a glass of milk, and ate about a half a dozen Hershey Kisses, which was her favorite midnight snack, and also her favorite noontime snack, her favorite 3 o'clock in the afternoon snack. So apparently when she went back to her room, she sat at the edge of her bed and her heart just gave out. And she fell back into her pillows, and Steve heard the noise and the baby monitor. They came down, and my sister Adele was able to put her arms around her. And my mom took 3 more breaths and died in Adele's arms, which was such a touching and beautiful thing. As you know, when you give birth to a child, you take your first breath in your mother's arms, and now she took her last breath in my sister's arms. It was very touching, very beautiful. And Nation and Greg were able to drive up at midnight and get home by 3:30 in the morning. And so they all were able to pray around my mom's body, which her soul had already gone, we believe, to be with the Lord. My mom's death was obviously sudden, unexpected. And yet, in divine providence, it was really a most beautiful and most perfect death. Deacon Cody had been with us. He was still in Philadelphia. He was able to go over and pray over her after she passed away to say the prayers of the dead. And Nation Greg had been up there with many of the kids at Easter just a few weeks ago. So in God's divine providence, you know, this is how he was able to arrange it. And just as a couple final thoughts, you know, when we think of my mom's life, you know, her great love of God, her great love of others, especially her family, being such a wonderful, you know, mother, wife, and grandmother. And then her work in the Catholic shop. I always thought of the thousands of souls that she helped to bring closer to God through almost 59 years of selling Catholic Bibles, catechisms, excellent Catholic books, rosaries, sacramentals, statues, holy cards, prayer books. And then her work with the Legion of Mary in the Philadelphia Synodus, and having to, you know, establishing the Legion in this archdiocese, which now is several states of the Philadelphia Synodus, all the tens of thousands of people that have been touched through the work of the Legion of Mary for the last over 60 years, all the conversions and returns to the sacrament. So we miss our mom terribly. We entrust her soul to the Lord. She was certainly a great inspiration to all of us, especially her spirit, her joy, her humble way of serving the Lord. And, you know, we look forward to the fact that we'll see her again. And that we believe right now she's with my dad and with all her favorite legionaries and, of course, our Blessed Mother. And God willing, seeing the God face to face in the beatific vision. That's what we're hoping and praying and offering this Mass for that. And I truly believe that the Lord said to her, "You know, well done, such a good and faithful servant. Come enjoy your eternal rest. Eternal rest grant unto Mom, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen."